USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Michigan's governor is asking legislators in her state to approve a $100 million plan for coronavirus relief. Governor Gretchen Whitmer sent a letter to Michigan legislators asking for their support for her plan to provide direct financial support for Michigan families. The state legislature will have to reconcile Whitmer's request with an estimated $1 billion shortfall in revenue next year. The United States has passed 4 million coronavirus cases for the month of November. There's been an average of more than 170,000 new cases a day as the country has tallied more than 13 million cases since the beginning of the pandemic. November's case total is more than double that of last month, with 1.9 million new cases recorded in October. The U.S. set another daily record for hospitalizations on Saturday as well, with more than 91,000 Americans in the hospital because of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
As Congress returns to Washington on Monday, many members of both parties say that their top priority should be passing another round of coronavirus stimulus. But the current round of negotiations have been so far fruitless. Congressman James Comer says this bill should be targeted where it will do the most good. The Kentucky Republican told Fox News that he would like to see specific help for the restaurant industry in the next relief package.
We passed that CARES Act, and it made a difference. And the PPP loan program was probably one of the most successful emergency loan programs in the history of America. Moving forward to the second stimulus bill, we need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement that there is a desperate need for assistance.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has proposed a broad $2 trillion package, while Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has brought a targeted $500 billion bill to the Senate floor. Lawmakers will also have to pass some form of spending bill by December 11th to fund the government in order to avert another shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An Australian woman known for being a confidence trickster conned herself into another year behind bars. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Hannah Dickinson claimed more than $70,000 in a disability support pension she was not entitled to while conning family friends out of more than $30,000 at the same time. She spent some of the money on trips to Thailand and Hong Kong and funded her use of alcohol and drugs. Dickinson was leading a party lifestyle that included drugs and alcohol in 2013 when she told her family she was gravely ill with a rare form of cancer and she needed money to go overseas for treatment, but that was all a lie. She earned the extra year behind bars trying to use fake documents to get a car loan. Dickinson will face other fraud charges next year. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The Denver Broncos will find themselves in a unique predicament on Sunday when they take the field against the New Orleans Saints. All three of their eligible quarterbacks on the team, Drew Lock, Brett Rippon, and Blake Bortles, are on the team's reserve COVID-19 list after being deemed a high-risk close contact to backup quarterback Jeff Driscoll. He tested positive for coronavirus on Thursday. The team, however, will not forfeit the game. According to reports, wide receiver Kendall Hinton will start under center. Hinton was a quarterback for the first three seasons of his college career at Wake Forest. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.